Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah, and greetings upon His Messenger Al-Mustafa, and upon His pure and righteous household, and the best of His companions. Allah the Elevated said, "Call people for Hajj, an act of worship accomplished by visiting the sacred sites in Mecca. They will come on foot and on lean camels from all the distant quarters to see their benefits, commemorate the name of God during the appointed days." This heavenly chant still calls to hearts beyond centuries and eras, inviting humanity to gather around the pivot of monotheism. All human beings are addressed by this Abrahamic call and are dignified by it. Although some corners may not hear it, or some hearts, under the cover of negligence and ignorance, are deprived of it, or some do not prepare their hearts to be qualified for entering this global and everlasting feast, or for whatever reason, they are not granted the grace. Now you are enjoying this blessing and have stepped into the secure arena of a divine reception. Arafat, Mash'ar, Mina, Safa, Marwa, and the house. Masjidul Haram, Masjidun Nabawi. Every single part of these locations and rituals represents a link in the chain of spirituality and the spiritual ascension for a pilgrim who realizes the value of this grace and takes advantage of it to purify themselves and stock up spirituality for the rest of their lives. The important point that makes any thoughtful individual curious and sensitive is the appointment of a permanent meeting place for all people and all generations throughout the years in a specific place and within a limited time period. This unity of time and place are one of the main secrets of Hajj. No doubt one of the best instances for to see their benefits is this annual meeting of all the communities of the Islamic Ummah around God's house. This is the key to Islamic unity and the symbol of Islam's formation of the Ummah, which is to be under the protection of Allah's house. God's house belongs to everyone. The sacred mosque, which we have made for those who dwell nearby and foreigners alike. Hajj, in this specified place and in this specified time period, always and throughout the years, through articulate language and a clear logic, calls the Muslims to solidarity and unity. And this is the opposite of what the enemies of Islam aspire to do. They have incited and are inciting the Muslims to fight against each other at all times and especially during the present time. Look at the behavior of the arrogant and criminal US. Its essential policy against Islam and the Muslims is warmongering. Its desire and vicious efforts aim at killing Muslims at the hands of Muslims, causing the oppressor to attack oppressed ones, supporting the front of the oppressors, suppressing the oppressed front through them mercilessly and always fueling the fire of this appalling discord. Muslims should be aware and nullify this satanic policy. Hajj prepares the grounds for this awareness, and this is the philosophy of declaring repudiation to pagans and arrogant powers during the Hajj. Remembrance of God is the spirit of Hajj. In all circumstances, let us revive and delight our hearts with this rain of blessings and deepen in our hearts reliance and trust in Him, whom is the source of power, glory, justice, and beauty. In this manner, we will overcome the enemy's plots. Dear Hajj pilgrims, do not forget to pray for the Islamic Ummah, the oppressed people in Syria, Iraq, Palestine, Afghanistan, Yemen, Bahrain, Libya, Pakistan, Kashmir, and Myanmar, and other parts of the world, and ask Allah to cut the hands of the US and other arrogant powers and their supporters. May Allah's peace and mercy be upon you, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, August 19th, 2023. 2018, Dhul-Hijjah 7, 1439.